Her Excellency Madam Amina Gurib Fakim, President of the Republic of Mauritius, Her Excellency Madam Gabriela Matekna, Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development of the Slovak Republic, through who I greet the members, ministers of Burkina Faso and Kyrgyzstan, also presented here today. His Excellency Niven Mimika, European Union Commissioner for International Cooperation and Development. Her Excellency Madame Sika Kabore, First Lady of Burkina Faso. I also would like to recognize the presence of Ambassador Antonio Patriota, Chair of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, and recently appointed Ambassador of Brazil to Italy. I would like to recognize also Ms. Tavako Carman, Nobel Peace Laureate in 2011. Ambassadors present, permanent representatives to UN agents in Rome, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor to welcome you to this high-level event on the importance of rural women and in the fight against hunger and extreme poverty. I would like to thank the European Commission and the Slovak presidents for co-organizing this event with FAO in collaboration with IFAD, WFP, and UN Women. Let me start by highlighting that the fight against extreme poverty and hunger will be won or lost in the rural areas of developing countries, because it's there where the vast majority of the nearly 800 million unnourished people live and rely on agriculture and natural resources for their living. Most of them are subsistence family farmers, very small farmers that barely manage to survive. At the same time, about 80% of the food consumed in developing countries comes from family farming. This is a crucial sector in which almost 45% of the labor force is formed by women. This figure rises to 60% in Africa and Asia. So, women is the backbone of our work on agriculture. These numbers alone show how important is rural women for them to have appropriate conditions to develop their capacity and carry out their activities. These include adequate and equal access to finance resource, service, and opportunities. It's all about equal opportunities. Evidence shows that when it happens, the yields on their farms increase, also their revenue. Natural resources are better managed. And after all, food security and nutrition is improved, and livelihoods are more secure. But unfortunately, rural women still facing many difficulties, especially in developing countries. They have limited access to key productive elements such as land, water, credit, technology, and information. They face barriers in labor markets and are more likely to be in low status or poorly paid jobs without legal or any social protection. In most developed and developing countries, women are also underrepresented and governance mechanism and tend to have less decision-making power. We need to change all of this. Achieving gender equality and empowering women is not only the right thing to do, it's a crucial ingredient in the fight against extreme poverty, hunger, and malnutrition. Ladies and gentlemen, the 23rd Agenda recognizes that gender equality is fundamental for sustainable development, not only by establishing a standalone goal, the SDG number 5, but also by incorporating gender into all other sustainable development goals. If you go through the SDGs, you'll find in each of them a reference to the importance of gender. So that's why gender is a cross-cutting theme in the agenda of 2030. And it is also here for us in FAO. In our strategic framework, we consider gender a cross-cutting issue. Gender components are an integral part of our work in all strategic objectives. We have selected a video that will be shown to you as an example what FAO does to give support to rural women in Côte d'Ivoire. But I think this example can apply not only for West African countries, but all countries in Africa and elsewhere. It demonstrates how a single and inexpensive technology is changing the day-to-day life of women in Africa, smoking their fish, improving their livelihoods. Another example I would like to highlight of our work in FAO is the FAO Dimitra Clubs. These clubs are active in Niger, Senegal, Burundi, Ghana, and many other countries, involving over 500,000 rural women and men. The objective of this Dimitra Club is to allow rural women and men to exchange information and challenges they face and take action to improve their livelihoods. Concrete results have been achieved in multiple areas. I mentioned agriculture practices, nutrition, education, resilience, and social protection. It has also generated more equitable relations and increased women's self-esteem and leadership. Many more examples of FAO activities are highlighted in this new publication that I hope you can have one. I can see that you already have one available. Meeting our goals, FAO's program for gender equality in agriculture and rural development is the name of a publication. We show there our programs and actions implemented in collaboration with WFP, IFAD, but also UN Women and other partners of the UN system. Over the last biennium, we have provided technical support to over 130 countries on gender. Ladies and gentlemen, just 2 months ago, we celebrated at IFAD the International Day of Rural Women. Today, we have a great opportunity to reinforce the global momentum for gender equality and empowerment of women. This high-level meeting offers a valuable platform to address the structural cause and consequence of gender inequality in rural areas, and to identify challenges, gaps, and actions for unleashing the potential of rural women. Next March, the three Rome-based agents, FAO, IFAD, and WFP, will together present the outcomes of this high-level event to the UN Commission on the Status of Women in New York. Let me take this opportunity to thank Ambassador Patriota, chair of this commission, for his presence here with us today. I would like also to thank UN Women for recognizing FAO's commitment and progress on gender equality and women's empowerment. FAO wishes to reinforce and scale up our joint effort with member countries, UN agents, and other institutions devoted to empowering women in agriculture. Rural women are key agents of change for freeing the world from hunger and malnutrition. I thank you for your attention.